You know, we are Canadians, so a little bit of snow won't stop us. So I'm delighted to see that we have the Hardy 32 or 33 that came out today. And we pray for those who are struggling with the bad weather that they may arrive safely. And if the snow plows came by this morning, as they did on my street, and blocked your driveway, you'll have an opportunity for some exercise when you get home. So it's all good. Lots happening this week, and I'll just go to the podium here. I'm not sure if I'm coming through well on this mic.
Okay. Someone said to me, Leonard, when was the last time we had Valentine's Day on Ash Wednesday? What shall I celebrate, Valentine's Day or Ash Wednesday? And I said, as Christians, we are double dippers. We celebrate both. Because the love of Christ, which is represented by the heart, love of God, was fulfilled, as Sister Connie reminded us this morning, through the cross. And so we have two great symbols on Wednesday, the heart and the cross. And so when you read the weekly update on Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock, you'll see those two symbols coming through. And it's easy. You can do both. Just bring your loved ones to church on Wednesday at 12 o'clock and at 7:30. So see you on Wednesday by God's grace. We have lots happening this week. It's all in the bulletin. Next Sunday, please do not show up for the 10:30 service. You'll be on your own. We'll all be at Lansing United Church for a 10 o'clock joint Black History service with Lansing United Church. And Geraldine has reminded me to let you know that there's available parking. They actually have underground parking now, I understand. So please join us. As you know, Lansing United, they've joined with us over the last number of years for our combined Black History Service, and they're looking forward to hosting us. So 10 o'clock at Lansing United next week, Sunday. 8 o'clock service will still be on. So if you prefer to go to a mass and you prefer to come to the 8 o'clock service, we're having an early service at 8 o'clock with communion. Annual vestry, if you have not yet done your report, it's past due, so please get it in as soon as possible. If you've been asked to serve as a chair of any committee or as a volunteer, please say yes. And if you have not been asked to volunteer and you'd like to, I'm available for that discussion right after the service. Annual vestry on the 25th of February, and all of the reports, a full package, will be available during the week. Everything else is here. If you signed up for Meeting Jesus in the Gospel of John, you would have received your first video today in your email. So if you signed up and did not receive it, contact me. And our Thursday night sessions start on February the 22nd, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday. Thanks to all who made it possible for us to have our pancake supper last night. It was an amazing event. We were able to have about 3 or 4 servings, and I'm still suffering from, I think, overeating or something. And thanks to all of the volunteers, and too numerous to mention, but some of you are here. Laura is here, Lorraine is here, Geraldine is here, a number of people, Hazel, but I won't go on and on because I'm sure to miss somebody. I've probably already missed the important people. Thanks for your ministry. Next week, Michael won't be here, so we wish Michael a time of relaxation and refreshment, wherever you might be. And we promise you that we won't call you unless it's absolutely necessary. The rest, please read. If you're free this evening at 4:30, The Reverend James Liu will be ordained a priest at St. James Cathedral. If you're able to attend, please come. I'll be there, and I hope that some of you will make an effort to attend. Thanks, Sister Connie, for your inspiring message as usual, and for just keeping us focused on what we do as Christians. And I'm really happy that we're able to steal Sister Connie away from the convent at least once per month. Thanks for your ministry, and God bless. Please join us for refreshments downstairs. Our hymn to send us out is...